Well, hello. This is Matt Tombers for WGXC, and I'm here today with the American Dance Institute's Chris Bolin, who is the Community Relations Manager for the organization, and they are going to be coming to
Catskill, New York, very soon, May 2018. We're looking to open our doors, so we're very, very excited.
Yes, but something's happening before then.
Something big is happening before then.
We're having and very soon.
Very soon. Thank you, Matt. We're having a major groundbreaking event on Saturday, May 7th, at our location in Catskill, 62 Water Street, just off of Main, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we are going to have, it's an open, free community event. We're going to have a beer garden courtesy of Crossroads Brewing Company. We're going to have a live band. The Wyos are going to be playing food trucks. We have things for kids. We're going to have a petting zoo. We're going to have face painters. We're going to have magicians. We've got thousands of dollars of raffle prizes to give away. Some really great gifts. Everything from tickets to Broadway shows, backstage tours, dinners, gift certificates to some great shops in Catskill and Hudson, gift baskets, you name it. So it's going to be a really, really great day, and we're really hoping a lot of people come and check it out.
Oh, that's good. So you don't need to RSVP. You don't need to do anything. All you have to do is show up.
Well, you can just absolutely show up. Totally free, just show up. However, if you would like to RSVP, you can go to our site, www.americandance.org, and you can, if you RSVP, you get a free raffle ticket. Okay. So that's kind of a little bit of an incentive to RSVP. But otherwise, if you just don't want to do that, it's free. Come on by, stop by, check us out. Yeah, 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
12 to 3 p.m.
Saturday, May 7th.
Okay, well, I'm planning to be there, but I didn't realize that there was an added benefit to the RSVP. So I will go to www.americandance.org.
Correct.
And get an RSVP in so I get a raffle ticket.
That's exactly right. And then you can purchase more on site also. But
okay.
It's going to be a really, really exciting day. We're very excited about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, what brings you to Catskill of all places on earth? Because you're currently in Rockville, Maryland.
We are. You know, and we've been there for quite some time. You know, I guess the short answer is money. It's very DC metro area. It's very expensive to keep operating and to continue what we want to do and build upon what we've established. It was time for a move. So we started looking. We basically drew a circle around New York City within a 2-hour radius. We wanted to be close to New York. We wanted to be close to an airport. So we followed the Amtrak line. And, you know, there's a thriving arts community up here in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And in Greene County, in Columbia County, it's just a hubbub of activity. So we came here and we started looking for a space here in Hudson, and we didn't find any buildings that would, you know, really fit our needs. And we were told to go over to Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was this lumber yard to look at. So we said, fine, we went to check it out. And the moment we walked into this garage, we saw the possibilities. I mean, that's where we're going to make our theater. And we were all very, very excited. So we went with it, and we're moving up here, and we're very excited to do it. So, you know, we're planning on opening our doors May 2018. We've got some work to do. This groundbreaking event is our kind of launch off, but we're very excited to be up here.
Okay. Well, before I heard that you were moving up here, I didn't know much about American Dance Institute. Could you fill us in a little bit about the history of the organization?
Yeah, so we are a performing arts center for contemporary dance and a residence site for artists. So what that means is that we will be presenting shows up here in Catskill. Shows that are premiering here, which is very exciting. And that means people in Catskill in the area, you know, Greene County, Columbia County, surrounding areas, will be able to see shows in Catskill first before they're presented anywhere else in the country. So before they go to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, wherever, they will be presented here, which I think is very, very exciting. And then our residency program, our residency site for these artists, it's very important to us. We house the artists. We feed the artists. We give them full access to our new state-of-the-art theater, full technical resources that they may need, so they can just focus on what they are here to do, create new work. So, you know, out of that, you know, you will see very innovative, groundbreaking new work that is very exciting. So we're very, very happy to be here and have this facility that we're able to do that.
Good. There's some wonderful testimonials on YouTube from artists who have gone through the program in Rockville, Maryland, where you currently are, saying how important the support of ADI has been in getting their works created. One of the things that I think is fascinating is you and I both come from a theater background.
Correct.
And there aren't any residency programs that I know of for dancers.
You know, I'm relatively new to the contemporary dance field, but from what I know, opportunities like this are very rare. And we are trying to address a very critical issue in professional contemporary dance. And what that is that these performers, these artists, don't have enough time in the theater to fully realize their artistic vision. You know, so we are giving them an opportunity to work technically, you know, integrate design elements into their shows in advance of these premieres, which is so important and not offered to them typically. So we're very proud of being able to do that for them. And I'm glad to hear that that the artists are happy. I mean, I'm a fellow artist. I'm in a different field, but I think it's an amazing opportunity. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Right. As I was prepping to sit down with you this morning, I was going through the website, and there are on your website some embeds of YouTube videos with the artists talking about it. Tell me, what kind of artists does ADI attract? Or let me put it a little differently, because this is also from your website, is that ADI, the American Dance Institute's, curates artists, not projects.
Right.
And I found that to be absolutely fascinating.
We are artist-driven. We want to support the artists, nurture the artists, give them all the opportunities they need to create their new works and fulfill their artistic vision. So, you know, you asked what type of artists you're going to see, what type of shows you're going to see at ADI. It's contemporary dance is a very welcoming art form. It's not as structured. It's very collaborative. So you're typically not going to see just dancers dancing on stage to music. You may see that, you know, once in a while, but that's not typically what you're going to see. You know, people, mm-hmm. when they think of dance or contemporary dance, I think they think of, you know, Dancing with the Stars or, you know, those shows.
Yes.
They dub it over, mm-hmm. and people think tap, jazz, ballet. Contemporary dance is very collaborative, and so, you know, you'll see shows that involve visual artists, mm-hmm. Actors, puppetry, text, musicians, you know, so it's very collaborative, very, very unique and very exciting. So, you know, it's a little bit outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being, again, relatively new to the contemporary dance field, having seen some of the shows that I've seen, I find it very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's very new and, yeah, it's going to be very, very, very diverse, and we're very excited to present it to be presenting it upstate here.
Okay, good. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about, you're calling it ADI Lumberyard?
Correct.
Tell me more about the space.
So we decided we're making a big move up here, and it was time for a name change, and through some research that we had done on the actual area that we're moving into, the lumberyard, we went back historically and we found that it's been a lumberyard for a very long time, dating back into the 19th century. There was an old railroad that went through there. It was a lumberyard. There were steamboats. So it's a very historical part of Catskill. And so we're searching for a name and lumberyard just made sense. Mm-hmm. It is a lumberyard. It was a lumberyard. And now it will be a lumberyard again in a very different capacity. So that's where the name came from. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So what will the space be like?
So, yeah, we've got, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of work, a lot of renovations, maintaining and keeping some of the, you know, some of what's already there. We have our main building that's going to be where the theater is. And I can't tell you how excited we are about this space. It's going to be a very state-of-the-art black box theater that can be outfitted in an array of capacities. I think it, 150 people to about 300 people is what it can fit.
Okay.
Very versatile. We're going to be lifting the roof.
Intimate.
Yeah, it's very nice and you know, and very versatile, which is very important because, you know, the artists can come in and kind of do with it what they want. Mm-hmm. If we want to replicate BAM, for instance, or the kitchen or wherever they're going, we will have the ability to do that, which is very exciting. We're lifting the roof, raising the roof, so that we can potentially hang things. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a fantastic theater. It's one of the larger black boxes that I have ever seen. So I'm very excited about that. And then in that same building, we're going to house the artists.
Okay.
We have apartments for them. We're going to have a commercial kitchen that we will be cooking for them. We'll have a beautiful lobby. And a warm-up room. And so that building's going to be, it's going to be great. And then we have some buildings on the creek where our offices will be located, and a beautiful dance studio that's going to open right up onto the creek.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Man, great.
So when the artists are rehearsing, they can open up to nature and really, you don't have that in New York. So.
No, absolutely not. And glass walls?
Well, there's windows, but it'll just open right up. It literally opens up onto the creek, which is just fantastic. And so that will be a dance studio for them. I mean, talk about inspiring creativity. And then our offices will be located in there. And then we have one more building that we want to turn into a commercial building, into some sort of restaurant or distillery. So, we're really trying to revitalize the waterfront mm-hmm. because we are right on the waterfront. It's a very important area. As we move forward beyond our phase one, our theater is the most important, our crucial matter right now. But as we move forward, we'd like to start adding a ferry dock and get ferry service and just really mm-hmm. revitalize that waterfront. So we're very excited by all the possibilities that that lie ahead for us.
Yeah, Catskill, and I live in Claverick, so I don't often go across the river, and I've been over there a few times recently and have realized it. Catskill is really going through a little bit of a boom, which is very exciting. It sounds like you'll contribute a great deal to that.
Yeah, so I agree, and I hope so. And, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in Catskill. I'm kind of the guy with boots on the ground, so I've been meeting city officials and merchants and citizens and walking up and down Main Street. And you can't help but feel this sense of energy and this sense of pride there's just this kindling that's just ripe for a spark, and they're just primed for it. So we do feel that Catskill is on the brink of this renaissance, that it's mm-hmm. going to come into its own. There's so many artists up there, so many interesting things, so many great shops on Main Street, restaurants opening up. Bridge Street Theater is mm-hmm. just across the bridge from us. We're very excited. Everyone's been extremely supportive, very welcoming, very nice. And so we are very excited to be part of that community.
Okay, good. Will you, and this is just a curiosity question, will you be performing all the time, or will other companies come in and use the space for other kinds of performances?
So our season is scheduled right now to open Memorial Day, and it will go into Labor Day. And so in that time, we'll have approximately 12 to 15 artists. So that's going to be our season. You know, as we move forward and as, you know, we get a better feel of how things are going, that could change. But right now, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Now, when we aren't, when our season is not happening, we've got this beautiful facility. So we're discussing a number of options, whether it be renting it out to some, you know, Broadway shows that can come and use the space for technical rehearsals or whatnot. But we've got this beautiful theater that we're hoping to rent out when we are not operating with our season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else should I know about ADI, American Dance Institute?
You know, we could talk a little bit about the history. Let's talk a little bit about the history. So 10 years ago, it's been operating for about 10 years. And in 2010, Adrian Willis, who is our current executive director, came on board and kind of began to reimagine what ADI could be. Mm-hmm.
It started out as a school.
Well, there was a school. It was a component of it, and they presented dance, but it was different. And so Adrian came aboard and started reimagining what it could be, what the contemporary dance field needed, how we could strengthen it, how we could support these artists. And in the span of about 5 or 6 years, that realization has come to pass. And ADI has become a nationally recognized presenter of contemporary dance and a very important resident site for mm-hmm. artists. So this residency opportunity that we offer is very important. So we're very proud of where we've come in the past 6 years. We're very excited to where we're going. And we really feel like moving up to Catskill is going to really enable us to keep continuing and building upon what we want to, strengthening contemporary dance field and supporting these artists going forward. So that's a little bit about the history. And, you know, we're very excited about all the opportunities that lie ahead.
Yeah. And there's some very exciting people who are part of the ADI community on the board of directors. Your artistic director I won't even try to pronounce his name. But he was born in Shanghai and is quite accomplished.
Yeah, it's a great team of people. I'm getting to know everyone still, and everyone that I've met is very, what I can say about ADI, everyone involved with ADI is very passionate about what they do. And we're very proud of what we do. And I think, that shows.
That's great.
Yeah.
Will you be coming up to live in full time in Catskill, or are you going to still split your time between New York and Catskill?
I will still be splitting my time between New York and Catskill. My wife is currently in the Broadway production of Les Miserables. I am also acting and directing, so I have other jobs based out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But being from Canada originally, small town Canada, I love coming up here. And so I will continue to come up on a regular basis. And at some point, I would love to have a house up here in London. I've got a little 2.5-year-old, so we'll have to see if you know, finances are a concern, but would love to come up here at some point.
As finances drove American Dance Institute to look north of New York, finances play a part in having a second home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah, and you know, we're excited to have, you know, this facility. We're able to kind of be independent. We had to put in Rockville, we were having to house actors in hotels and you pay rent it's difficult. So mm-hmm. now that we have our own building and our own apartments and we can feed the artists, we have an independence that's just very, very cool.
Well, it's
exciting.
Also very unique.
It is. Yeah.
It's incredibly unique in the world of performing arts, because generally everything, in my experience, is, unless you have lots of Broadway backers, local theaters and dance and many of the arts are scrapped together, you know, with spit and bubblegum.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely correct. And so, you know, I'm jealous. I wish I could dance. I mean, I want to be a part of it, but I am a part of it. And I'm proud to be a part of it, but it's a very, very amazing opportunity for the contemporary dance field. And we're hoping that it's going to really revitalize the area. You know, there's a lot of great things happening there, and I think if we all work together, it's going to be an exciting future for Catskill and Greene County.
And I think the overflow, it's going to be important for Columbia County. I think it's very exciting to have dance as part of the fabric of the Greene County, Columbia County, WGXC listening area. To have that kind of performance art here is just spectacular.
Yeah, and the really great thing too is that we're all different, and we all support each other. And you know, Basilica and us, and you know, everyone in the area who's involved in the arts, theaters, and other dance companies. We're all different, so we're not in direct competition, which is great. But we can all help each other. And I think it's going to really, this whole area, I think, is very, very exciting. I mean, I know a lot of people in New York City who are moving up here mm-hmm. on artists. And I know a lot of, you know, they're very excited by everything that's going on up here. So we're very optimistic about the next 5 to 10 years up here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for dropping by the studio today to have a chat with me. Again, this is Matt Tombers for WGXC, and I've been talking with Chris Bolin of the American Dance Institute, and that's www.americandance.org. Go there, RSVP, and get
a raffle ticket
for their event on May 7th, starting at noon, going till 3 p.m.
Correct. Please come by. It's going to be a great, great day. We've got so much to offer. We really want as many people there as possible. And you can meet us. You can walk around the site. You can see what it's going to be before it transforms into the state-of-the-art facility. So, you know, things for kids, again, the beer garden, food trucks, live music, raffles. It's going to be a very, very exciting day. We as many people as possible that can come check us out, we would love it.
Bring your phone so you can take the pictures, so you can have the before and after pictures of ADI Lumberyard.
It's going to be a big change.
All right.
Exciting.
Take care. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Take care.